It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than dribbling pee down your leg. Better than that. This happens to all of us. Don't feel ashamed. This is the place where you come and admit such things. You can join our chat room, the Den Pain. Go to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. I am your host, Davin Roseblatt. I think I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Yes, you are.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And Pippi Alex.
Hey.
Ahead of
hey, everybody.
Ahead of the impending storm on her little broom, she flew in.
Oh, I saw those big dark clouds. I said, oh, no, you don't. Not
on
me.
I like to see, Pip was running a little late here. I like to think the motivation of Pip getting here on time was so we didn't have to spend 15 to 20 minutes of me ripping her a new one. So, I like to think that's what she flew in on. But we're certainly happy that Pip is here and ready to go.
Thank you.
Except for my cat. She just like reached down and touched my cat. My cat's like, no, be gone, woman. I want nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah. She was not pleased.
No, well.
As a cat lady, I am offended.
Well, listen, the cat has taste. On the show, the NFL takes a tough stance. No, she's coming back for more. On the show, the NFL takes a tough stance against players refusing to get vaccinated. A budget proposal requires women to register for the draft. A woman has many anti-Biden signs on her front yard. A few of them with the F word violates a local ordinance, and she's not removing them. A woman gets banned for life from peeing and pooing in public. How can such a thing happen? We'll tell you. A product makes it easier for women to go on the go. Product I learned about last week. Very excited about that. And, of course, scamming scammers. So a full slate of things to do. We're sure Joe is wrestling with his cable. He will join you all in the visual aspect soon, I am assuming. But Pip came in here and started screaming at me. like you broke Joe. What did you do to Joe? And like I had to stand up for myself and said, Joe was broken long before I met him. So I don't know what this attack is on me and on Joe as well.
Oh, no. I was looking at your Facebook conversations. And
I didn't. I take the same tact I always take.
I know. But it was just the same argument back and forth, saying the same words.
He commented.
I know.
I didn't ask him to comment.
I know.
I didn't tag him to comment.
Let me tell you something. I was at lunch at the day program. And I was putting together the advertisement for the product we'll be discussing later on. So I had all the ideas together, and I'm like, "All right, this is what you're going to do," because I saw the plug, and I'm like, "You're not gonna say anything. You have two things you need to do. You need three things. Check on the company cat. Make sure he's got water and food."
I didn't know your company has a cat.
Well, we have. He's called Hattie McCatty.
That must be your like best day of work. I mean, your best part of the day at work.
It actually is.
Of course it is. I know that.
So I go to check on him. I come in. I write the bit, which actually came quicker. It came quicker than I thought it would. So I got that done. And then I plugged our show. And then I had 5 minutes left. And I'm like, I got to do it. So meanwhile, I'm trying to get stuff done and going back and forth. So I really didn't. That was my nature. And like I said, there are sometimes I can't be bothered. Sometimes, you know, I got a little bit of time. So
Yeah, well, hold on. Then let me push back, because this is on my page. Again, Pip, I did nothing. It's not like I tagged Joe waiting for his comment. It really shouldn't. My comment wasn't even a controversial comment, what I said.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a political comment at all. The comment was simply, if you support the insurrectionists,
yes,
after hearing their testimony and seeing the video, you can't say you back the blue. It's not a political thing. If you watch what these four men were saying they dealt with,
yes,
if you saw all the videos, that's all it was. It wasn't, oh, this is all Trump's fault or Biden will make it better. It was nothing to do with any of that. But again, people have to go into their corners,
yes,
and do that. And that's the closest I've made to a political statement in quite some time. And it wasn't a political statement. I was watching the testimony of these four men, what they went through, and it was riveting.
Unfortunately, I missed that, and I have to back.
Well, you'll get snippets of it or C-SPAN. I mean, find it
I'm
online.
I'm going to go back and find it because I want to see. Oh, I know. I was listening to the radio on the way in, and they were saying how everybody was getting choked up, and, you know, it was very emotional. But, no, first of all, I was more joking that you broke Joe.
Oh, okay. Because Joe was broken long ago. I cannot do any more damage to that psyche. Although I might have tried in the past. Today was certainly not that day.
I think Joe's trying to...
There he is. There's Joe. There's that. Look at that handsome punim.
It wasn't like a knockout drag him out. I mean, he made his comment. He made his comment. We both had to get to whatever we were doing.
Yeah, but what annoyed me about your comment is the same thing you said the past two times on the show. Like, you keep on saying, like... Well, you didn't drag Pip into it. I included Pip because the past 2 weeks on the show, it's been Pip, and I don't want to rehash the whole thing again. But basically, you make it sound like me and Pip were fine with people, whether they be Black Lives
Matter. Baby, burn!
Like, people were fine, whether they be affiliated with Black Lives Matters, Antifa, white supremacists. You make it sound like Pip and I are fine with, like, beating up and assaulting the police. And for the past year plus, Pip and I have said, no, don't do this. Prosecute them to every extent of the law. You cannot go commit...
of the comment and the nature from what I'm seeing is the media.
But stop that! Like I told you, take it to the media! I'm not the media! I was posting on my page! So if you're directing it to me, and now this is 3 weeks in a row, 2 weeks on the show, 1 week here, it's like, do you not listen to the show? Pip and I know you like to say all liberals, and I can't speak for liberals, but I can only speak for myself, and in this case, I was speaking for Pip, too, because she's made the same argument. Stop trying to say that we're okay with beating up cops, and we don't back the blue! Stop trying to say that shit! Take it someplace else! Take it to a... Take it to Rashida Tlaib. I don't give a shit. Don't take it to me, because I never said that. I support the police. I don't support anybody committing crimes. I don't support citizens being attacked by the police wrongfully. And I don't support citizens attacking the police. And I don't support them yelling horrible things at the police. And I don't support them spitting at the police. Although I did learn this, it is not, because I was talking to my neighbor. It is only considered assault. If they, because I said, well, you know, because he was talking about, like, I think I was partner got spit on or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, that's assault. He said, no, it's like only assault if it like goes in like an orifice or something, like a mouth or something. I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, that doesn't strike me as right either.
No.
Really? If you got supreme aim, it's assault. You know?
Yeah, it's like if you're good at skee ball, it's assault.
Really? That's weird. If it touches anywhere on your body with bodily fluid, that would be assault in my mind.
Well, they didn't ask our opinion. We agree on that. I'm assuming he would know better than I would on this case, so I defer to what he said around ye old fire pit. You know, I'll take his word. I'll take his word, but yeah.
We're men gather in disgust.
Well, men and women. It was a full gathering. That's where we got one of the topics from tonight. I don't even know where that came out. But again, for the last time, if you want to wage war against the media, fucking have at it. Tag them in a tweet. Call them up. I don't give a shit. But stop trying to lump Pip and I into things that suit your narrative when we've time and again, we have our own opinions. And like for the last fucking time, whenever I talk about shit, I say, well, Joe doesn't agree with this, or Joe's different, or I don't know how Joe feels about this, but some. I always give you the benefit to speak for yourself, and it's like you don't fucking listen to Pip and I. So for the last time...
I do listen, but my thing is I don't think that you give Antifa or BLM the same sort of credence or that you do that with the insurrection.
Well, again, and I directed you to listen to Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who is
who's a fucking huckster.
No, he's not.
Absolutely, he is a shill for Nancy Pelosi.
he's more conservative than Donald Trump.
Impeachment, along with
no, these people took an oath.
It's such an obvious choice by Nancy Pelosi on somebody who's stacking.
All right, again, and I will put again as I will explain to you. As I did on social media, because Joe is upset about this commission.
Yes, I know.
Kevin McCarthy tasked a Republican to negotiate with Nancy Pelosi to have a 9/11 style commission. Nancy Pelosi acquiesced to every one of their demands. So it would be bipartisan, equal footing. Both Republicans and Democrats would have the power to call witnesses and veto. Only 35 Republicans voted for that in the House. Kevin McCarthy whipped up votes against it after he told his own guy to do it. Then it got voted down in the Republican Senate. So if you're pissed off at the way shit turned out, be pissed at your own fucking team. They had every opportunity to have this on equal footing. And furthermore, the Republicans got to pick five people. Nancy Pelosi didn't have to do that because it's a select committee. But Kevin McCarthy had the opportunity to pick five people. Kevin McCarthy picked two people that voted to certify the election and three people who voted not to certify the election. Two of those people who voted not to certify the election a couple of days before the committee was supposed to start basically badmouthed the purpose of the committee. Joe, we'll harken back to your days at the fence company. I know you like to do that. If you hired somebody to do a job, and 2 days before they were supposed to start the fence job, you hear them, fuck this. I don't want to go. I don't want to do the fence job. It's bullshit. You, as the foreman of the fence committee, go, get the fuck out of here. I don't need you. That's what happened.
You've been in season. You send them out in a fucking truck. Set them on fucking fence shows, trying to get them there sober and together, especially with people that are your friends. I mean, Mr. Ferrara, who's...
Joe, I think you're missing the point. I take your point on the difficulties of fencing, but I think my point was, if those two morons, Jim Jordan and the other guy, would have just shut the fuck up, and then and not said anything about what a waste of time this is, this, that, the other thing, they would have been there today. They're too fucking stupid. I can't help but that they're morons. I can't help but that the Republicans are morons and didn't want equal footing where they could have had vetoes and called every witnesses and could have had a lot of control of how this was going to proceed. Again, don't hate me. Don't hate me because I know the way this shit went. Hate them. They're fucking idiots. And also, one more thing, and I don't really want to talk about this tonight. One more thing. Kevin McCarthy excoriated Donald Trump the day it happened, the day after it happened. Held Donald Trump responsible for it. And then because he's a sniveling pussy, ever since then, has kissed his ass. So if you want to talk about pandering people, talk about leader McCarthy or minority leader McCarthy, whatever the fuck he is. I don't know what to tell you, Joe. This is who you are rooting for. This is your team. I can't help you with that. I don't have a team. My comment was on the statements that the police officers who were there was making and the video accompanying. That's all my comment was on. So you decide to make it like a whole political thing and Antifa and Black Lives Matter again. Squirrel. I mean, that's a different conversation, which we had ad nauseum for the past year. But that's not what's going on now. And again, I know you think it's the same thing. I direct you to Adam Kinzinger, who is at both places, who is holding the line with the riots, and who is in the House. I know you're not a fan. I don't give a shit if you're a fan, but he explains to you the difference. That's all I'm going to say about that. But the most important thing is, don't lump Pip and me into your liberal fantasy. It's just, Pip, unless there's something you want to add.
It's not actually a liberal fantasy. I just have gotten the impression that you have not come out and spoke against BLM.
Then you haven't listened. You haven't listened to the shows. As I directed you, download the shows. They're all there on davincomedy.com, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iTunes. They're all there. You can hear me and Pip time and time again.
Shameless shill.
Yeah,
shameless shill.
Of course. I'm ready to run for Congress.
I've seen people that have seen the clips. also agree.
What clips? I didn't post clips of that. So I don't even know what you're talking about. I post clips of funny shit.
And that hurt, that see your posts and see it as somebody that does not look at the insurrectionists the same way Black Lives Matter.
What are you talking about? What posts? What clips?
Anything that you've posted. You go, you know, you're a Joe and stuff like that.
What have I posted? What have I ever posted that said it's good to beat up police? You keep on talking, but you can't. What have I posted? Show me this post.
You're not holding BLM or Antifa to this.
No, Joe, I hold people.
You're holding these insurrectionists.
No, Joe, I'm holding people responsible. Just like I'm not holding all Trump supporters responsible. I'm holding the people that committed these crimes responsible. I'm not holding groups. I'm holding individuals.
Committing these crimes where?
Any crime. I'm very consistent on that. If you commit a crime,
same people. So you're going. I just want to clarify this, and maybe this will shut me up.
That'd be nice.
So you're going to hold the same people that have burned police stations and closed city blocks and destroyed property and assaulted to the police on that end. You will hold them to the same standard that you're holding.
My standard is, if you commit these types of crimes, prosecute them to the full extent of the law. Now,
that would be agreed on the same end as Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Yes, I've said that the whole time.
Yes.
You know what? I know it's part of your liberal fantasy that all liberals were in favor of the shutdown of Seattle and Portland. Pip and I were like, no! I might have made a clip about that. You know, you can riot, but you know what? At the time, you got to go home.
You did say that.
Yeah. What?
But... You can write, but you got to go.
Yeah, like you can't stay all night. Not right. I think you could protest. I said you could protest. You could protest, but when it's time to go, you got to go.
No, see, there's a what I'm trying to say is that what got me all riled up about seeing this conversation again is that you seem to be stuck on the idea that we're saying, you know, if it's supporting the black folk, it's okay, but if it's going after the, you know, the Democrats, have at it, you know. No. See, there are two.
Well, it goes back to an argument that we.
Well, hold on. Let her finish. You and I have been yammering on. Let her finish.
It goes back to an argument we had on the show.
Hold on, Joe. Let her finish what she was saying, and then you can respond. I won't say anything.
Sorry.
That's okay. You guys talk about this a lot, and I think that there is a valid point to saying that I am, not because he's my friend or because I don't have opinions of my own, but I do tend to agree with a lot of what Davin says about these particular political
issues.
Happenings, you know, these crimes, these issues. Thank you. But that's not because I don't have my own mind. I do argue with you guys, but I don't say as much because by the time I'm getting in there, you guys have hashed it out pretty fully.
Not so much air in the room.
Yeah. The rug has been torn apart already. There's
like
nothing
the
but scraps.
Into the town that's been destroyed. Yeah. After the army's had a battle.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
Godzilla and King Kong had their way, Pip comes in.
Yeah, I'm
Mothra flies by.
I'm poking the embers with a stick. So it sounds like I don't have any opinions of my own. I do, but I don't see the point in reiterating them when Davin has already made a full case and the place is destroyed. So here, but my point is that because I happen to agree with Davin a lot of the time, that doesn't mean that the two of us, and I was perfectly okay with you lumping me in the conversation on Facebook.
Because we just had the conversation.
That doesn't mean that we can be lumped in with the media's perception of what the liberal view is all the time. Because, you know, the media is the media, and every station has their own bias. The thing is that it's more like, everybody on this show has to understand that we all agree on the side of law. We agree that the law has to be upheld, that if you are in disagreement with something, there is a right to free protest in this country. There is not a right to break the laws. There's not the right to assault people. I don't think that you should be yelling abuse at police, but we do have freedom of speech.
You're allowed to do it. It just offends our sensibilities.
Yeah, it offends my sensibilities, but I don't think anybody should be locked up for doing it because there is the First Amendment, and we all back the First Amendment here. So we're more in agreement on things than you seem to think we are. The only part that bothers me is that you keep bringing up BLM and Antifa when we're talking about this horrible thing that happened at our nation's capital. Two different things. People becoming violent when they protest. I don't like the violence. I don't agree with that. But when you're saying that people tried to overthrow the government and hang the vice president, that is the issue we should all be talking about. And we're more on the same side than we think we are.
Yeah, right, but the thing about it is that most of these guys were a bunch of yahoos. You're going to find this as the trial goes on. Where in with Black Lives Matter, especially Antifa, they are specifically determined to cause turmoil. They have a specific mission, and they're more organized, and they do a lot more damage. The assault police.
Hold on, I got to stop you. I got to stop you right there about the more organized, because according to law enforcement, Antifa's not organized.
Right.
That's why they pit these white supremacist groups like the Boogaloo Boys and Proud Boys and all this. That's why they say they're the greatest threat. Because they are organized. So I gotta push back on that, because I'm going to defer to the experts. But go on.
And also, yeah, you get guys like the Proud Boys and stuff like that are not as organized as you would think. Also, but like I said, Antifa has caused, I mean, you're talking, well, it was January 6th. And you're talking about a whole summer of destruction last year from BLM and Antifa. And you do not see, from the media, maybe not from you two folks, from the media, the same attention and sense of urgency that you do with this whole thing.
Hold on, I got to stop you right there. That's all they fucking covered, that and COVID last summer. The media moves on to the next, whatever the media is. And again, like I told you, I don't know what the media is. There's so many conglomerates, so many personalities. But whatever, they were hot and heavy on that shit. They couldn't get enough of burning buildings. They love them some burning buildings and some body bags.
But they didn't have the contempt that they have, the contempt for the people on January 6th.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Depends who you're listening to. You know, yeah. I could throw that back at you. I would say Hannity, if he's media, had more contempt for those people. Again, I don't know why you get lost in the media. I don't get lost in the media. What I was reacting to today had nothing to do with the media. The only aspect of the media was there was cameras there. I was watching testimony from the people and body cameras. Yeah. That's what I was watching. That's what I was reacting to. I don't get lost in the media. I really wish you wouldn't too, but you have a right to. You like to listen to the talk radio. I watch less of the pundits now than I ever do, because I don't need their opinion. You know, especially with something like this. I saw it live when it happened. And,
right.
And your first reaction was, because you weren't watching it as live, was it was Black Lives Matter and Antifa. That was your first reaction, which pissed Pip off, because I remember we were on that chat thing, and yeah. I'm like, not going to talk about this shit right now.
Yeah, no, because that, you know, that was like an interesting conclusion that you jumped to, and it was like, no, they were covered in Trump banners.
But anyway, but I saw it live. I saw what happened there live as it was happening. And yes, we saw some of the protests and the destruction live too. And we talked about that.
Yeah.
But you just lose credibility if you keep on going back to last summer and you're not fucking angry about this shit. That's all I'm saying.
Stop. That's where you're wrong. What was done that day was stupid, ridiculous, and the people that participated in this should be charged.
Hold on, it's hard to take somebody seriously when they're clapping, when they're doing the fucking clapper. Jesus Christ, why don't you just put on some floppy shoes and a clown nose too when you're having this conversation?
No, that was funny. It's like garage. Triple snap.
Joe is going to make a salient political point, but first.
The news on a budget.
Christ, I can't. I laughed so hard just now, I made myself lightheaded. That's how old and out of shape I am. I can't even laugh without doing damage to myself. But go on, Joe, now that you've clapped yourself to light.
What I thought was happening was reprehensible. I think sometimes you two get lost in the fact that you don't think I feel it's reprehensible. I do.
Because it's Joe, then today was the perfect opportunity to put a little likey comment and not fucking, you know, go back to last summer. Because what you're saying is, we agree.
And that's what my point was. I'm sure that on the basics, we all actually agree. It's getting into the muck of what we, because of the media on this side, the media on this side, say their talking points. We're saying, oh, well, you must believe in the talking points of the other side. No, we're all pretty reasonable people. And the thing is that we all are a lot more in the same boat. I get frustrated seeing the false equivalence, if you will, of the BLM and Antifa riots with this insurrection, because all of that was wrong. They handled themselves. If they want to make a point,
by the way, let me interrupt. In the riots, there's also been a lot of white supremacists that they've shown have caused a lot of the violence. They were there to stir up the shit. That does not get mentioned enough. But there was a lot of those people that were there to drum up the type of feelings that Joe has about those things. And 95% of those protests were peaceful. What we all agree on is the shit that got out of hand.
Yeah.
We all agree on that. But there was white boogaloo boys and all that shit there.
In blackface to stir up shit.
And if you listen to a lot of the black, and Black Lives Matter isn't even that fucking organized either.
They're not,
for better or for worse. Now, Joe's point, it's like one of the founders has a bunch of houses and shit. Apparently, she's a scoundrel. I don't know. I've seen that in the post, too. But there's other Black Lives Matter, too, where it's just peaceful.
Yeah.
The issue is this. Protest anything you want peacefully.
Yes.
Whatever you want. You want to protest Joe Biden? Do it peacefully. I don't give a shit. You know, I could say the same thing that you said about the pussy hat wearers. Get over it. Fuck your feelings.
You see, and I even say, I when everything was still fresh on the insurrection, I was doing something, you know, I was calling the guys that did the insurrection out as assholes. I said as the preamble that you have the right to make your voices heard. You have the constitutional right to make your voices heard. When you overstep that right and resort to rioting and violence, now it's a problem. You
that's know, where we all agree.
Both sides, with insurrectionists, with BLM, or Antifa, you know, and we agree on
it. We agree. So why do you constantly fight with us and say we don't agree? We all actually agree.
I think
we fight because you think I don't agree that the insurrectionists were wrong.
Joe, I made a post that had nothing to do with you. I mean, nothing to do with you, and you said, you went back to how I think about Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It had nothing to do with you, when in fact, my post, it sounds like you actually agree with.
Yeah.
So you could have just clicked it a like. You did this. I wasn't picking a fight. Like I said, it wasn't political at all. It's just a fact. If you say you back the blue, you cannot back the insurrectionists who were beating police officers with back the blue flags and signs and beating up the police. It's a very obvious thing. It's not controversial at all.
But you know, you give the impression that you never felt that way when Antifa did it.
Again, where were you last year? You got to get out of these talk radio talk.
We had this argument last summer too. It's not like something I forgot.
Apparently you did. Apparently you did, because time and again we said, stop doing that shit. It's not right. Prosecute. Don't burn shit down. Don't burn down the Acme. Don't burn down the police station. Go home. What are these mayors doing letting them set up shop there? You can't do that.
Well, you know what? Right now, let's just say that instead of going back into time.
Yes, let's do
because
it.
We seem to have two different versions of what we heard.
Well, mine is actually recorded in podcast form.
I know.
So
that.
For anybody who wants to listen.
I know.
And
that.
If I'm wrong, and if you go back and I'm wrong and I said otherwise, play me the audio and I will be happy to address that. It's there
well,
for
my you. My one thing is that you did not give the burning a police station this credence.
What are you talking about?
I think that truly, if this these are the charges that you're going to level at Davin and to a lesser self set, sense myself, you have to bring the receipts.
Fair
because
enough.
You can't keep saying it unless you have some proof. And we have it in audio. So you got to stop. You got to stop because it's just
I'll
not
find
true.
It then.
Good.
Find it.
Good. Find it. For better it. Or for worse. If you're wrong, play it. If you're right, play it. Send me the clips. I will play it. I will play. But don't take a little snippet. I mean, if there's more context, but that fine. That is on you, and we will definitely address that. And if you are right, I will own up to it and say I was mistaken.
So will I.
But if you are incorrect, I would expect you to do the same.
Right.
All right.
Good enough.
And going forward, we will go forward with all talk about the insurrection in the knowledge that Joe thought that was all wrong too.
Yes. Okay. So speaking of like...
Yes, and I need to preface that because I think you guys forget that in the audio. I think
I only forget that. I only forget it when you go, squirrel! If you would stop going squirrel, if you just would have given it a fucking like, we wouldn't have had half an hour of this shit.
Well, I mean, like, just stay on topic because the two things are not equivalent. And it's just like, don't keep going back to that. Let's talk about the topic, which is the insurrection.
All you have to do is all you have to do is text me. Go, hey, what do you think about the burning the police officer? I go, that's reprehensible. I hope to catch whoever fucking did it. All you got to do, if you want my opinion, you know how to reach me. I would tell you that, and then you would have it. You could take a little screenshot. It's not a fucking secret. All right. Speaking of contentiousness in comedy, remember last week?
Oh yes.
Remember last week? I finally revealed the name of the comic who I was no longer talking to, Paul Bond.
Oh, yes.
Remember I said?
Yes.
Paul and I had a falling out. He called me a self-hating Jew and anti-police on Joe shares the live stream of the show on his page, and he posted it on Joe's page.
Wow, yeah.
And I called Paul out. I tagged him. I said, if you got something to say, say it to me. And Joe and I had a little back and forth about that too, by the way, at the time. But I said, well, Paul and I haven't spoken since then, and I fucking wrote him off. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Which I don't usually write people off.
No. We had a really long break in the span of time that we were...
But we didn't fight.
We didn't fight, but I mean, there was a really long span where we just weren't in touch, and we picked up like it was yesterday.
Yeah, well,
you and I have that.
You and I have that. We didn't fight, but this was a fight.
No, it wasn't a fight.
So it's a little different. So anyway, Wednesday afternoon, Paul calls me.
What?
Paul fucking calls
me. Did he hear?
So I see, I'm like, am I going to fucking answer this thing or not? Should I answer? I'm like, all right, I'll answer it. Paul calls me up. He goes, listen, I'd like to ask you a favor. I'm like, okay. He's like, listen, I'm doing this right-leaning comedy show, stand-up comedy show, and I'd like to come on your show and plug it. I said, well, Paul, I don't know if you know this, but I'm really pissed off at you. You know, because then you go, well, what do? Do you call them on it? Because it's easy not to just go, whatever. Oh, you know what? I'm going to address this situation.
Yeah.
I said, Paul, you made this comment on Joe's page, and I tagged you on it. He goes, I was kidding. He goes, I had no idea. He goes, I had no idea you were this angry at me. I said, yeah. He goes, I was kidding. I go, well, you know how we go hard at each other. I go, then do it on the show feed that I can see, because it was just by chance that I saw this. And I said, for another thing, Joe didn't think you were kidding either. When Joe and I had our conversation about it, Joe never said, oh, shucks, he's kidding. So I said, you know, if you would have put it on the show feed, I would have fucking addressed you on the air, and I would have ripped you a new one, and that would have been fine, and we would have had a huddle-a-hoo about this shit.
Right.
He goes, I tagged you, and he goes, I never saw it. I go, my birthday passed and you didn't say anything, and your birthday passed and I didn't say anything. So I go, listen, I just wrote you off. I go, I see what you post online and everything. And, you know, I go, all right, this guy, he's there now. I'm not going to deal with it. He goes, I am so sorry. He said, I love you. I respect you. I would never do that. He goes, I had no idea.
Wow. What a weird conversation.
You want to know something? I don't know if it's weird. Look, we had that big blowout. And believe it or not, I think it was about 10 years ago. That long ago. Holy shit.
10 years?
No, it's not 10 years, Joe. Probably 7 or 8. Because we've been doing this 10 years.
I mean, long enough. All right? But, so when we had that big blowout, we were in the car riding down Virginia, and there were things, you know, that I didn't realize. There were things that you didn't realize, you know. So it takes till you hash it out to, like, really go over some stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, no, absolutely. But we had, like, a really good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, and he felt bad. I go, listen, we're good. I'm glad we had this conversation. I'm fine. So Paul is going to come on the show next week to plug his upcoming right-wing comedy show.
You just can't stand still on this show because you never know what is going to flip and happen from week to week.
It was just weird that I just finally mentioned his name because this was like a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, and I hadn't, I mean, Joe knew who it was, obviously. It was on Joe's page.
I didn't know.
Told you who the name was.
No, you never told me the story.
But, you know, and Paul's like, but you know, I call you to talk about jokes. I ask your opinion. I respect. I go, yeah, and you said this, and I was blindsided, and I was hurt, and you didn't respond. So I'm just like, fuck it. Because I said, listen, you post crazy shit. And I've seen you, you know, people that you were friends with, liberal comics, if you will, you know, you're no longer friends with. And then explain, well, what happened with this one? You know, this one got personal with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I get that, you know. And this one, you know, I unfriended him, but then we had a conversation. You know, enough time has passed. Go, all right. So me and Paul Bond are good. Paul will be here to say, and don't tell me I'm fucking liberal. I'm letting you promote a right-wing comedy show.
No, it's not that you're not liberal-leaning. It's just that you also are willing to hear the other side, which is more and more rare in this world,
I guess.
You know,
so
yeah.
I don't want to. You know, Paul and I talked about, we're not going to rehash this next week. But I just thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
That the day after I mentioned his name, he called me up. So we will I'll probably have Paul call in to start off the second segment real quick. Promote his show. It's up in New Paltz, New York. So if you want some right leaning comedy, Paul Bond will deliver that to you. So I certainly encourage you to partake in that. So that's why Paul will be on the show next
week.
Dude,
that's crazy.
What am I going to do?
I think that you absolutely took the right turn, and I'm very glad to hear that you guys aired it out and that, you know, you are back on the, I respect that you have another opinion than mine, but we can respect each other as comics and as friends.
Yeah.
That is the best case scenario.
I thought so.
Like I said, J.J. Boyd and I mean, for over a year, it was very vile between us. And then when we found out a comic friend of ours died, you know, I wrote to him and I goes, this ends now. And then we wind up actually doing a benefit. The guy gave him a big hug. And I go, I'm not losing a friendship over this. This is bullshit. You know, and he still posts the way he died. I just laugh it off, you know, because life's too short.
I really do not comment on many people's political posts because if people think a certain way, I've just kind of, not that I've written them off as human beings, I've just, you know, after what I've seen the past year plus, 4 years, 5 years, I've just written them off because there's certain things you can't overlook. For me, January 6th transcends politics. No matter what you think, you can't fucking storm the Capitol. I would have said the same shit if they were wearing pussy hats and they stormed the Capitol. You can't.
Damn, missed opportunity.
Yeah, well, that would have been, at least that would have been funny. Well, a bunch of pussy hats storming the Capitol, that at least would have been hilarious. And then if you're a cop, you can't get your ass beat by somebody wearing a pussy hat. That's just embarrassing.
Oh, wait.
Wait till kids read that in the history books.
You know what? I just saw a news story that guy, the shaman with the bullhorns and no shirt. Yeah, it just came out. Surprise, surprise. He has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
I don't believe it for 1 second.
I think it's part of his strategy.
Yeah.
But.
What, the guy that was wearing the horns?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah, but I think it's a little convenient that he's now medically nuts. You know.
But even when you saw him, like, well, this guy's got a point. Oh, he's fucking nuts.
Hey man, what do you want me to tell you? That's it. Those are the people that were hugging and kissing, according to President Trump. So I mean, you know, whatever. I don't even need to talk about. Real quick, he does himself no favors.
None.
Donald Trump does. Donald Trump, every time he fucking speaks, reminds you of why he can never, ever, ever be president again. to get up there and say, what? They were just hugging and kissing. You had one of the police officers today say, yeah, I'm still recovering from my hugs and kisses. And it just fucking reminds you how batshit crazy and narcissistic it is. Forget about the policies. The Republicans would be wise, and I was talking to Paul about this, because he likes DeSantis and Ted Cruz. First of all, you can never support Ted Cruz. You can never support anybody that would that is good with you ripping apart their family. And they're like, nah, it's good for political gain. Now, what should concern the liberals is Governor DeSantis. Because Governor DeSantis is smart, and he's well-spoken, and it seems like he has some of the same ideology as Donald Trump.
Likeable too, you know.
I don't know how likable he is, but that's what scares the liberals. Somebody that has like Trump's fucking idea of what government should be, but can actually execute the shit.
And articulate.
Yeah, that's what should scare liberals. Because I'll tell you what, Donald Trump will not win. If he wins, they'll fucking vote for Biden again. Because every time.
He's not gonna run.
I don't know.
I think it's gonna be Rand Paul that's probably gonna win.
Rand Paul.
Gonna run,
who?
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul. Oh, okay. Ooh, ooh. You heard it here first.
I'm sorry. DeSantis. I apologize. DeSantis.
Oh, DeSantis. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Sunday, I was going to a surprise party for my friend's wife. It was at a venue where I've done comedy shows. Actually, Pip has run several of the shows there. I'm often not there for him. I'm not going to say the venue.
No, but I know where you're talking about.
Okay, in the past they've used my comedians without me, and then there was a whole legal thing, blah 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 blah.
Yep.
And then they recently did it in May, but it was outside of my contract, so there was nothing I could do. You just go, okay, you know, there's nothing you could do. A contract's a contract. You can't be an asshole at it. If the contract is no longer valid because of time limits, so be it. You know, can't
then
be
you
an
hold them. They hold you to nothing.
Right. So that's fine. So the guys of this surprise party for my friend's wife is that they are coming to see an afternoon show of me there.
Okay.
Now, they had already seen a Valentine's Day show of me there. So this place is getting business because they like the place.
Right.
So she was completely surprised. I had a lie to his wife, which I wasn't happy about.
What did you have to lie about?
I had a call and said, no, like tell him when to get there and everything for the show. He called me like ahead of time. He's like, listen, I'm going to call you back. I need you to say this, that, the other. I go, I don't want to lie to your wife. He's like, fine, I'll do something else. I'm like, no, I'll fucking do it. I just don't know why I have to be involved in the lie, but I was involved in the lie.
This is a minor lie.
It's a minor lie.
You have to make minor lies to surprise people with parties.
Fair enough. This was a minor lie I shouldn't have had to be involved with. They could have lied without me. I could have been the source of the lie without being involved in the lie. But I was involved, and I'm certainly not going to ruin the birthday program. No, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to do that.
It's also, you know, a little bit more needy than you ever are, calling people up and going, please come to my show and let me tell you how to get there. You just let people know and then you back off. You know?
Yeah, maybe I should beg more. I probably should.
You got them there, didn't it?
I should beg a lot more. All right. So she's completely surprised. So I'm sitting there. My wife is there. My daughter's there. We're all there.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Elias comes up to me. He goes, listen, Michelle, that's his wife. Michelle's like, you know, after all this, he better perform. Now they want me to do like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, no. Oh.
And I'm like,
I'm starting to see a problem.
I'm like, well, if you would have told me to write something for her.
Right.
I would have written like a little roast for her. Obviously, I'm not going to charge him. I would have, you know,
if you were a proctologist, could you look up everybody's asshole?
Well, yes, Joe. Joe, because it's not only a job, it's a passion.
Wait a minute. Where's this party? I need a checkup.
Yeah, really? Seriously, Pip's going to show up every week.
You got me all excited.
Pip's like, free proctologist.
Free proctologist and cake? Where do I sign up?
I'll bring a gift card. Let's go. My ass is akimbo.
Ass akimbo.
It's an African ass. It's ass akimbo. So I'm like, well, I don't want it because there's like, you know, there's teenagers there. And nobody knows I'm supposed to go up there. So now my wife is shooting the look that Joe might be familiar with.
I've seen that look as well.
The look like
the wedding roast.
Yes.
Wedding roast look.
Yes, Joe. The wedding. Like no, you're not.
Evil look I've ever seen in my life. Oh God, she still gets pissed when you mention that.
Yes, she does.
I've actually never seen a person that color of red before.
And she starts at such a white. So she is giving like a look like no. No, I do not want you to perform. Like, she doesn't like me mixing, like, this even came up, like, comedy with, like, personal life. Like, she's like, well, because of your comedy, we lost our rapper. I'm like, nay, he was a racist. Because he's a racist, we lost our rabbi, and we found out we didn't want a racist teaching our daughter. So comedy was actually doing a service.
Yeah, it uncovered the nasty below the surface of this guy.
Exactly.
Oh, wait.
Why does his phone keep on cutting out?
I don't know.
I'm going to call you on the break because we're now having a new issue where your phone's cutting out. So I'm going to call you on the break. Maybe it's a bad connection.
Or just yell.
That seems like but that's a different issue. That seems like a cell issue as opposed to a low volume issue.
Yeah.
So, the phone is fine, dude.
Oh, no. Now he sounds okay.
Well, then why is it cut out?
I don't know.
All right. We'll see if it cuts
out. Let's keep going.
I didn't mean now. I was going to call on the break. Not like we're doing anything on the fucking break anyway. It's a break. We're not doing shit. I'm playing music.
All right.
So she's like, no, I don't want you to.
No. I've seen that look. No,
and now,
that means
now
no.
Elias sees this look.
Okay, good.
I'm like, listen, come with me. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I'll write something real quick. Like, I'm going to try to, like, write a roast in, like, 10 minutes. You know, I'll do that for you. But I don't want to go up there and do my act. Nobody, because nobody's expecting it. It's not about me. It just seems so fucking needy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, we have a comic. Oh, he wants to perform. I mean, some people think it's really cool. But then it's like, it's not about me. I'm just a guest.
It's sort of like if you have
just
a family.
Tell him no. Tell him no.
I understand that, but it's weird to tell your best friend no, and it's something his wife wants, and it's her birthday, so it's not that easy.
You're gonna have to jump out of
the gate. I guess I wouldn't understand. A lot of my close best friends are comics, so I guess they would understand.
But it's kind of like being at a family party, and the little kid gets up to sing, and everybody's like, oh, that's really cute. And then needy Aunt Gladys grabs the mic and says, excuse me, maestro, do you know this in B-flat? You know, it's like, no, Gladys, sit down. It has a little bit of that.
I didn't want to do it.
So I know.
I'm like, listen, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I'll write something out real quick. I'll do like a real quick little roast.
Yeah.
Because I think that's because it's about her.
Right.
It's not. I don't want it about me.
Right.
So it's like, nah, forget it. I don't want to do it then. So I didn't have to do it. But it was just like weird to be put on the spot, and the wife immediately goes, "You will not."
Then have your wife tell him.
Yeah.
Well, we were sitting there together at the table.
And she saw the...
Her look did tell him that, by the way.
And he still kept pushing, no, she really wants it? After seeing that look?
I mean, no, admittedly, he backed off after that. But by then, I feel bad. Tell me the birthday girl wants it, your wife wants me to perform, because that's the guy she was under, and I lied to her.
I know. But it's like you lied to her just to get her.
I understand.
That's okay.
I understand. It's just like as Joe says, they don't ask the proctologist, but they do ask doctors. Can you know? Well, as long as you're here, can you look at this?
And
they do ask
any doctor worth his salt says, I'll be happy if you call my secretary on Monday to schedule an appointment with you.
Yeah, well, you know, you're put on the spot. It's an awkward situation. So then I'm talking to the owner.
Yes.
And, you know, just catching up a little bit and everything. And I go, how was the show this spring? He goes, we only had 30 people. And I'm like, yes. No.
Funny.
And I
right.
And I know how expensive this comic is. So I know he took a bath.
Yeah.
I know he took a bath. He's like, no, you know, we'll do it in. He's like, I think it was too soon with the COVID. We'll do it in January or February. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'm like, well, I'll go with them.
With you?
He goes with me. We'll see. We'll see. But you know, well, it was just really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
Because again, what do I say something? Do I not say something?
I think that you kind of do a little dance and say, how you like me now?
No, but I'm like, do you bring it up when you see the guy? Because he knows what he did.
Oh.
But he doesn't know I know what he did.
Yeah. Huh. How well do you know this guy?
Well, obviously not good enough if he's going around me.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I mean, we've been there for years.
I think that you do bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, he's a nice guy.
Business is business. I understand.
Business is business.
You know, but you bring it up so that you know he knows you know.
Yeah, that's what I did. So we'll see if we get that venue again in the beginning next year. But it's just. I'm kind of glad they didn't do a lot of people.
I am too, for your sake. It is kind of satisfaction when you find out that somebody has replaced you in some area, and then you find out that they didn't do as well. It's like, huh, I see.
Yeah. No.
Not so easy.
No, it's like when you find out that your ex is with somebody new, and it turns out he's a wife beater. That sucks for you.
Oh, not exactly the same.
Kind of the same.
No, not the same.
I mean, we didn't get along, but I didn't beat your ass. So, I mean, how you like me now?
That is kind of more what the song is about. But it's yeah. Like,
yeah, so.
Not exactly the same.
The point is, when they go astray, you don't want them to do well.
That's true.
You know,
Schadenfreude. Taking pleasure at someone else's misfortune.
I don't think it's that, because there's a relationship here. I think Schadenfreude is like, you know, so you see somebody who you don't know suffering and you take pleasure.
No, it could be both.
I know, but that's a little different. You know, that's really sick when you see someone who you don't know suffering, like, and it makes you feel better. And I get that too.
It's more, it makes more sense when it's somebody that you know and it's like, oh, I see. Tried to do the same thing I do and you couldn't do it, huh? Yeah. That's where it's really delicious.
I don't know if it was delicious or wasn't bad.
Oh no. Schadenfreude is
delicious. I don't know if this was that. When I get the contract for the shows next year, maybe then.
Yes.
Because I'm still not convinced I'll get the contract. Because he's got this buddy of his.
Right.
That comes in and tries to put on his own shows, but he uses my comics. Not that I own anybody, but comics that I've brought. Because they are very specific.
Yeah.
On who they want. They are very specific. They only do a handful of shows, and they want, you know, certain comics, which is fine when it's within the parameters of my contract. But when it's not, you know, COVID said no. So.
COVID said no.
And I guess we'll take our break, because we had a much longer.
Well, I'm just curious about it. When are we going to find out how that roast you did went?
Oh, the roast? You want to know about the roast was good. The roast was good. You know, it was funny though. It was funny because it's like I had to chastise them several times because you're doing this roast, which means you're being fucking mean. And they would go, ooh, I'm like, it's a roast. Do you not understand what I'm supposed to? It's not a powder your ass. I'm hired to make fun of this guy.
Yeah. Did you think that this was a presentation of his greatness and he's handing you an award? No.
No, but the guy himself, the birthday boy, lovely. His family, lovely. You know,
they loved it?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know, I write so much and then you don't get to it.
Yeah.
And everything. And like I even heard him say, well, nothing about the Harley. I had it written because he rides Harleys, but I didn't get to it. Like one of the jokes was, you know, he loves to ride Harleys. He says he loves something, you know, that powerful in between his legs. His ex-wife said she would have loved the same thing. You know, but I just didn't get to. But I give them a copy of the roast.
Oh.
So they can look it over. Then I had, you know, they're big Trumpsters. That's what I was told.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I made it up. It's like so much Trump shit just keep them coming out. And then you hear them, some of them, sometimes they get squeamish. So you start pulling back. All right, these people can't handle it. These Trumpsters are snowflakes. Not the gentleman who is being roasted. Not him.
He could handle it.
Not his family.
Some in the audience.
Exactly. And there was a couple times ago, he's laughing. It's okay. But, you know, like, ooh. But, you know, when I had, like, when you know, when I first brought up that he was a Trumpster, he also falls asleep a lot. So I said all this stuff. I go, like, one of the things I said is, you know, you've got a lot of, because he's a real estate agent, you've got a lot of words in real estate. So I mean, so obviously you didn't go to Trump University, you know, stuff like that. But he also falls asleep a lot. So I go, but your family says you fall asleep a lot. So it seems you have a lot more in common with sleepy Joe Biden. That they loved.
Of course.
That they loved.
Well, that's a good line.
Yeah. You pick your spots. I said Joe Biden would be lucky to have you as a real estate agent because you would direct him to a ranch because you know all the trouble he has with stairs.
That's good.
By the way, you could say the same thing about Donald Trump. Or remember the West Point ramp.
Oh yes, but, yes. But yeah. It's very on point. I like those.
Yes. Yeah. But you know, but when you get too much Trumpy, they go, ooh, like, oh, fucking stop it.
I know.
Stop
but,
it.
But the sleepy corresponding with sleepy Joe Biden. That's really funny.
That's what, yeah, but they were lovely. I got tipped a substantial amount of money.
Nice.
So that it was good. And I hadn't done a roast, well, over a year, could be a couple of years since I've done a roast. And whenever I start doing these things, I forget I'm not charging enough. No matter what I charge, because I spent hours writing this shit.
Right.
And these people, first of all, in this case, because I give them a questionnaire of over 70 questions. Some of my questions, some I got from somebody else, which I don't even know why I have in there. Like, how do you take your coffee? I don't even know why I have that in there. So he takes his coffee black. Because I go, he takes his president's black. I mean, I go, he takes his coffee black, but his president's orange. But again, I don't even know why I have coffee in there. But like, she didn't pass it around to any of the other family members.
Right.
So I'm just getting one of the daughter's perspective on it.
There was one,
because I say, oh, you know, are there any funny stories? The one funny story was, he's helping her move from her dorm, and she had cheap vodka in a water bottle, and he mistook the vodka for water. Yeah, okay. Oh, there's the story.
Yeah.
He mistook one clear liquid for another. You're not getting a bunch of ha-has after that.
No,
but
not
I,
really.
I got to work all this into magic and everything, and I take fucking hours. And you know, the thing with these roasts is, it's not like you can go, as Joe likes to say, the workshop or a mic and test it. Go, listen, you don't know this guy, but I'm going to run 20, 25 minutes of shit about somebody you don't know. Let me know if you think the joke's good. No, it's the first time. You're doing 20, 25 minutes of jokes for the first time. And the funny thing is,
yeah,
so very often the stuff go, well, that's going to be a killer line. Fucking gets nothing. The stuff go, ugh, what is that? I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you write something, this isn't going to get it, and it gets the biggest fucking laugh. So you have no idea. It is literally flying blind. But they were lovely.
I'm getting a little lump in my throat thinking about the anxiety of putting this together, not being able to run it by anybody first. And you, of course, you're going to overwrite. You're going to write a lot more material because sometimes things go faster than you think they're going to.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Stand there with your dick in your hand? You have to have.
I'll
other
do that anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, that is a crowd pleaser. But
depends on the crowd.
True. But you really do have to have more than enough. I mean, I say that as having been a substitute teacher and like a student teacher, and you have to have more than enough because you can't stand there and go, you want to do your homework? No. No. No, you have
well,
to
here's
fill
the thing.
Time.
I used to have that person to run by. I mean, Dennis Ross, may he rest in peace.
Oh, yes.
4 or 5 years ago. You know, I would run jokes by Dennis, like these jokes by Dennis.
Right.
And very often Dennis, besides evaluating the jokes, he would add his own stuff. I would say, well, I know this, this, and this about the guy. And Dennis would go, well, how about this? Like, Dennis would help me.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
So every time I write one of these roasts, it's like, besides missing Dennis, who I miss every fucking day, he was one of my best friends. But like when I have to do these roasts, like goddamn, I don't have anybody like that who I can just spitball, you know, sitting there in the middle of the day will help me, you know, write shit and everything, who I can read out. So there's that layer too. And I can't run shit past my wife. She don't know what funny is. I don't like right now how I just ran a couple lines past you. First of all, it doesn't matter anymore. The joke's done. The roast is done. I'm not running lines past my wife.
Right.
I'm not running. So now Facebook, as I said, is my open mic. But I can't do roast shit.
Right. It's very specific to one person's experience and personality. And that's not.
The thing that I was nervous about besides you doing this roast, which is always nerve-wracking, is you know, so much of this Trump stuff, it's like, ugh, I don't want to do this. But you know, like I said, they were lovely. The man himself, Frank, lovely.
Yeah.
His family, lovely. Right before I go on stage, his brother, who I didn't know.
Yeah.
Comes up to me, Italian, hey, you know, is there anything I can help you with? I go, where the hell were you 2 weeks ago? I go, I'm about to start. Now you got stuff, and I'm doing that. I go, and then, like, there's a couple of women that go, look at this guy. He's got the shoulders. Got what? I go, what a Guido over here. Hey, yeah. But I was like, now's not the time. Like, I'm like, well, I go, well, what do you want to tell me? And he had nothing. I'm like, well, I mean,
then what good are you?
Exactly. It's like,
and what are you helping?
You're not helping me right before I go on. But again, this is on the daughter because she didn't share it with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So then I you know, I busted the other family members. Well, because the gentleman had three daughters, and you know, I'm busting, only one of them loves you enough to fill out the questionnaire. You know, you do it. Starting a little shit amongst the family. I don't think they were consulted, but that's
right.
That, you know, that's not me, my here nor there.
No,
but yeah, well, these things usually go well. They're just very stressful.
Yeah.
And I had to park far away because the parking lot was full, and I had to bring sound.
Oh.
So it's like, you got it's like,
I know how much that stuff weighs.
Yeah, the speaker and the speaker stand are particularly heavy.
Yes.
And I got and it was hot out and humid. It's like, hey, like, I always go to these things and I'm always helping. Well, maybe they won't want sounds. They always fucking want sounds.
Well, there's either a long walk or there's stairs aplenty.
Oh, there were stairs too.
Oh, no,
it was several blocks away and stairs and hot and humid.
Oh my God, it's the schlep trifecta.
What are you gonna do though? They're paying for it. Yeah, you know, I could be an asshole. Go, nah, you really don't need it. It was a big room. There was a lot of people, and it wasn't a perfectly rectangular room because you had a huge bar in the back and people on the other side of the bar. You needed a sound system. I just would have preferred that you didn't, and I would have preferred that I didn't have to bring it. But they pay for it. You know, you're not going to be a little bitch. Then you're going to get a bad report.
Yeah.
Listen, I have no complaints. They were lovely people, and also the agent who hired me hires Joe for the Santa. She's the one who hired me for that camp gig I told you guys about a couple weeks ago. And I just happened to have it. Go, how's the camp gig going?
Yeah.
And she goes, it's going great. They love him. He's figured out. He knows how to bridge the gap between 8 and 14-year-olds. Good. God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him. Because you know what? That amount of stress every week for that amount of money with that drive, even though I could use the money, wouldn't have been worth it. They're getting a better product. It worked out for everybody. I don't have to feel an angry phone call like, what the fuck are you doing? You offended the 10-year-old.
which isn't hard to do.
By the way, Paul Bond got banned from a place where apparently where everybody gets banned. It's like a fucking resort area.
Bad.
And, you know, it was the same thing. This week you commiserate about it. It's like, because he's been working there for years. And I've talked about before that we're going to take a break. It's like any of these in comedy, you have years of a track record of doing well, entertaining the audience, this, that, the other thing. You always do a good job. One person complains. It's like, you're the biggest asshole ever. We can never have you back. It's so unfair.
I had a lady this weekend that didn't complain. I was working at one of the clubs in the island. And I'm doing this whole new segment on Bill Cosby working for Coke as the new spokesman. And there's the new black national anthem called Lift Every Voice. And I said I really should be the theme song for the Jeffersons and stuff like that. So I'm doing this. People were laughing. There was an African-American woman that was sitting at, like, table one, having a great time. Really, you know, very sweet woman. But at the end of the night, it's me. This other woman comes up and goes, you know, the lady at table one was black. And I go, it's not like I did a match, just did a cross. I go, don't. I go, look, I go, the only thing she was offended at was not at table seven that wouldn't shut the fuck up. people are wacky at these things.
No, the other reaction is, there was a black woman in the front? Get out! How'd they get in? I mean, people.
Yeah, right.
They let her in the front?
The front? I thought they have to sit in the back. I mean, people got
stupid.
But I've talked about this for years. Long before comics were getting banned, I was getting banned. Long before there was woke, I found woke. It's usually middle-aged white women that are complaining for somebody else. Shut the fuck up.
Stay in your lane, yeah. Karen.
But in Paul's case, it was the people. It wasn't anything bad. It was like two. He has a song. I'm not talking out of school, I don't think. He has a song. He closes It's the song is Bailamos or something, but he says by the balls.
Every time
I see Paul, that Fakakta song gets stuck in my head for days. And I haven't seen Paul in a while, so I haven't had by the balls stuck in my head for a while. So that's the song. So two women got up, and I guess they're lesbians. They go, and he goes something like, "Well, I guess the two lesbians wouldn't like the song about balls or something." That was it.
That he was done.
Those women complained. They wrote a letter to corporate. This, that, for what? For what? Just stop it. If you're that sensitive, watch Nicktoons. Stop it.
Don't go to comedy shows.
Don't go out. The world is a scary place. There's a lot of bit. Don't turn on the news. Don't turn on CSI. You know. Don't turn on Big Brother. Don't watch anything that might possibly rub you the wrong way. Yeah, just fucking watch.
But you know what? Sometimes with like militant lesbians, I was doing years ago, and I'm asking what a bit I was doing, and all I was doing, what kind of car do you drive? Just to get into my bit. So I asked this girl, and you could tell that she's one of these militant lesbians. I did not say anything. I didn't get in any trouble. I didn't say anything to her. And I go, okay, I guess you don't drive. And I asked somebody else. So I get on. Everything's fine. I go to the MC. I go, I walk out. She's going to have a girlfriend. Not a problem with it, but it's just a militant, I hate everybody and everything fucking attitude that, you know, that this certain type has. And sure enough, she walks out with a girlfriend. And I'm like, I knew it. And it's nothing against me, but it's that militant one. It's not like I asked her, do you like guys, or do you like... I asked her what kind of car she drives. An ambiguous question that had nothing to do with any sexual appellation at all. So, yeah,
people
got to fucking relax.
Here's the thing. She's not a bitch because she likes pussy. She's a bitch and she likes pussy.
There you go.
this is just somebody who's a fabis in a face. Another Yiddish word with like a fucking nasty face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who wants to fucking complain? It has nothing to do with the fact that she's a lesbian. If she was a straight woman and he talked about something else, she'd want to be offended by that. There are just people like that, and they suck.
You know what? When you're on stage, you have that inner producer that's in your head. And as soon as you know, I go to the car, and she shot me that look. The inner producer said, "Just make a cute little comment, nonsense, and just go on to something really fucking quick."
I mean that's always the thing, you know, like do I engage in the shenanigans here because something's going on at this table with this person, or do I move on? Often I choose wrong.
And in the instance of that night with me, like a hot potato, because I went any further, I could get it could be a problem. Just dive the fucking joke, move on to the next thing.
But you know what? If you're a lesbian and you're going to be offended by lesbian jokes, stay home. Or because you know what? Even if you see a lesbian comedian, she's probably going to have lesbian jokes too. But is it okay because she's a lesbian too? I mean, just stay home. If you're easily offended, stay home. Ultimately, we are powdering your ass. I mean, as found out by Paul and me on numerous occasions. But I mean, if you're a nasty person or an easily offended person, and your goal is to hurt someone's career, by all means, come out. But otherwise, stay home. You're not going to enjoy it, and we don't want you there.
And the fact it is, just for the – and like I said, the MC went on. He did nothing to offend anybody. I've done nothing to offend anybody. So if you're getting a look like that, you're looking for a...
You know what you say? You go, honey, I understand. My wooden dildo has splinters too, and it really gets in my craw. I understand. And then you move on to the other side of the room.
I know. I have time for a fucking phone call, but two phone calls on Monday, and then a fucking note Monday afternoon. So we moved on quick to the next person, and then went into the...
No, what you did was a smart thing. What I said is the funny thing. Listen, I understand. Listen, like I said, the smart thing is you move on. But often I can't resist. I need to delve into this fucking issue. What is your problem? But I've also told stories where I've had people turn on me in the show, and then I'll address it.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, what's bothering you? And then they'll tell me that I said, and I'll be like, that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to like that. There was stuff you liked before. There'll be stuff you like again. It's cool. You don't have to love every joke.
Right.
You're not interrupting the show. I just see that you're unhappy. What's the problem? And I've done that, and I've gotten people back. There's all different ways to do it. Now, when it's at the end of your set like it was with Paul, you know, listen, time's up, time's up. That's the thing. When you gots to go, you gots to go.
I've been, and I had a disruptive couple disrupt the table, 3 weeks ago, and I'm in the last five. And you're sitting there, and you go, do I address this? Do I address this? And it's like, I've got a fucking 3 minutes left. I'm fucking just going to talk like a fucking robot, like a fucking animatronic robot, and then just fucking call up and get off, you know, because you don't have the time, because now you're out of time. You know, you gotta fucking deal with it and then say goodnight. Thank you very much. You know?
No, like, again, it's the same thing. If you're easily offended, stay the fuck home.
Yeah, you're not.
You know, because you know who you liked? You know who you really thought was a great comic? Bill Cosby. You thought Bill Cosby was the bee's knees because he was not offensive and he was clean. And look how that turned out. He was a real fucking rapist scumbag behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So now you're giving comics who are very nice people behind the scenes, you're giving them shit for jokes. So you can't be trusted.
Your judgment sucks.
If I do a joke, I think about the joke and where if somebody has a problem with it, it can be discussed. On the meet and greet, and it happened. A couple of things happened. If you don't know, if you wanted to know what my feeling was, perfect, good conversation about it. You know, so it's not like a cheap joke or a racist thing because I can't defend that. So for that woman to say that, you know, the woman there did not have a problem with it, and two, I could have a conversation about it and on my views on it. So because there's perfect ones to it.
All right, let's take a break. We're gonna try to rectify. I bet it's just a bad connection.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. So we try to call Joe back. Hopefully, be clear. His volume is actually pretty good this week.
Yeah,
his volumes get just cutting out, and that doesn't help anybody. But on the break, we got new music from Amico with "Pushing On" and Chris Effort with "Move On." So got two ons things, and you can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com. Short break. We'll be right back. The NFL's pushing the vaccines. The vaccines. Women could get drafted. So a very interesting story with the political signs. A very interesting story with that thing and obscenities. I got some strong opinions on that. And then some fun with pooing and peeing. So much more to do. Right a Pips alley, if you will.
Now, yeah, that's my level.
Yes. We cater to Pip in the end of